Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Welcome back to another episode. So today we're going to be talking a lot about the business opportunity side of network marketing. So in my last couple of episodes, I've really broken down sales. I've broken down selling on social media, selling on TikTok. But with your network marketing business, the best gift that we have is sharing the business opportunity. And if you're not doing that consistently, your business is just going to stay stagnant, and you're only actually just going to get paid when you sell products, which is basically just having a job. So with this network marketing industry, you're trying to create and leverage a business where you are creating some sort of passive income, okay? You're building a team and you're really leveraging the compensation plan of whatever company that you're in. So just a bit of background. So the last kind of 7 months, you've probably noticed from some of my last episodes, I really went all in with TikTok, went viral on TikTok. My entire personal sales business completely transformed. I was named number two in the company globally for helping sign up new customers. Number one consistently in the UK for the last six, seven, nearly 8 months now, and just earning amazing incentive trips due to my hard work and selling products. But what was happening was I was selling loads of products. I was making great weekly commissions, but I wasn't actually focusing on sharing the business opportunity. So for 6 months, I basically closed shop in terms of speaking about the business opportunity, and I just spoke about the products for like 6-7 months. And although my personal sales were huge every month, my business actually wasn't growing. So my overall organizational volume in my network marketing business was staying the same, because I wasn't helping new team members, new business builders into my business, and I wasn't speaking about the business. And this really, if you want your business to grow to the next level and really transform people's lives, you need to speak about the business opportunity consistently, with passion, with love, with excitement of what it's going to do for people, and that you can have a balanced business. So what I've recently started doing is speaking about the business opportunity again. Yes, speaking about the products, speaking about it on TikTok, but really going all in again with sharing what the network marketing industry can do for people. So I urge you to do the same. I feel like, I don't know, in this industry, the last kind of year, a lot of us have really started kind of focusing on just selling products, and we've kind of shied away from the business opportunity. I don't know what has happened, but I really urge you now to take a look at your business. Take a look at what is your daily method of operation. What are you doing every single day to actually expose the business opportunity, the network marketing industry, to more people in your network, people that you know, people that you don't even know yet. Go and grow your network every day. Get in front of two new people every day. What are you actively doing to grow your network every single day? Because I promise you, no one ever built a multi-million or a billion-dollar business in any industry by just selling to their friends and family. So stop complaining that none of my friends are joining me, none of my friends and family are buying from me. Guys, none of my friends or family bought from me in like the first 2 years of my business. I still got to this level where I am today without them. So grow your network. Share the business opportunity with love and passion and excitement. Share the vision. What is this going to do for people if they put the work in? When you're playing small, when you're dreaming small, you're not really speaking about the business opportunity. You're saying, oh, you can earn an extra, you know, $20 a month here or there if you want, if you put the effort in. No one's going to join you. You're not painting the vision. It is our job every single day in our business to sell the dream, to show what is possible. But we show what is possible when we show up ourselves and we declare that vision. We declare where we're going. We declare how we're going to get there, when we're going to get there. We put in the daily action. That is really how I got to one of the top levels of my compensation plan in my company. Every day I was sharing the vision, even when I hadn't earned a penny from my company yet. I knew where I was going. I knew I was getting to the top. I knew I was going to be a top income earner no matter what was going on in my life and no matter how long it took me. I was getting to the top. So when you have that determination, when you're sharing the opportunity, when you're sharing what this can do for people, and that is when you're going to see people join you. And with people joining you, with you recruiting new team members, a big mistake that I've made in the past was I was just recruiting anyone. I was sharing the business with anyone. I was speaking to anyone. I was just letting anyone in the door just for the sake of recruiting people. And that is actually one of the biggest mistakes you can make in your business. It's an energy drainer. Sometimes we look at people and we say, oh, they need this business. They're not confident. They need this business so that they can become more confident and then they'll make money. No, you want to help recruit people that are better than you, that you're actually scared to message them because you're like, oh my gosh, there is no way they're going to join me. They don't need this business. You don't know that. You can never make up the decision and make up someone else's mind for them. You don't know until you ask, and until you ask several times and you follow up over and over and over again and care about people. But who are you recruiting in your business? Who are you recruiting? Who are you sharing this business opportunity with? So we always say in my team, sponsor up, recruit up. Speak to people that scare you, that intimidate you because they're so amazing. They're even more confident than you. They have multiple businesses already. They're extremely successful. They're top performing athletes, for example. Go and speak to people that are better than you. And I promise you, once they get into this business, they will be a lot more ready to run than someone who you just recruit them for the sake of recruiting them. And they have a lot of self-development to do. A lot of work to do, and they're terrified of even speaking to anyone. That's great. There is, you know, room for everyone in this business, but I encourage you to up your standards of who you want to work with. Who is your ideal team member? You want someone who just joins, who does the work straight away, who isn't scared of people, who gets outside of their comfort zone from the get-go, who understands money, who understands business, who understands that it takes discipline to get to any place of success in life. So speak to already successful people. Speak to people that intimidate you. Speak to people that are better than you. Invite them to take a look at this business opportunity, and I guarantee you, successful people that are, you know, successful in any area of their lives, they will see this, especially people in business that already have their own business, that are already entrepreneurs, already doing well. They will see network marketing, they will see this business model, and they will say, yes, that is an amazing, that is a clever idea, because network marketing is clever. Before I joined my business and started my business in network marketing, I was working 9 to 5 in entrepreneurship, and I worked with some of the best investors in health and healthcare in the country. And so many of them, when I started this business, I shared with them how it worked. I shared with them the compensation plan. Every single one of those people said that is the smartest business model I've ever seen. Low investments, low startup costs, low overheads. Anyone can be successful. You don't need a huge amount of capital. This is a clever business model. And people who are already successful and that intimidate you because they're so amazing, they're going to get it. They will get it. Okay. And you know what? You might help people start your business and join your team, and they might not do the work. That is not your responsibility. It is not your responsibility to drag people to the top of your compensation plan. It is not your responsibility for the success or failure of anyone in your team. It is just your responsibility to share the opportunity and plug them into the system for success. The system for success in your company works because I guarantee you there are hundreds and thousands of people who have made it to the top and have used the exact system. The system works. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. And if someone on your team isn't listening, if they're not coachable, if they're not hungry, that's totally fine. That's on them. That is on them. It is their business. You're not a babysitter. And everyone in network marketing, they have to be over 18 to join this business, to have a network marketing business. They are all adults. So it is your responsibility to share the business opportunity, share the products. When they sign up, plug them into the system. Here's when our team calls are. Here's when our conferences are. Here's some podcasts. But the cream always rises to the top. When I joined this business opportunity, I had one coaching call. One coaching call. One-to-one coaching call for 15 minutes with one of my uplines. That month, within like 3.5 weeks, I promoted to the first level of the compensation plan. I didn't even know what was going on, but I just did the work. I didn't need anyone. I didn't need anyone else's approval. I didn't need my upline to babysit me. I didn't need anyone to do the work for me. I just kept it simple. I sold products. I shared the business. I spoke to people. I got rejection. I spoke to 478 people before I got my first yes. But I'd seen the proof. I'd seen other people in this company just like me get to the top. So if they can get to the top, why not me? I know the system works. So I'm going to follow the system no matter how long it takes me. And I'm going to get to the top like them. But I promise you, no one who is going to get to the top of your business and your compensation plan and your team is going to be needed to be babysat, is going to be needed to be dragged along, to be motivated by you. You have to focus on your own business. 80% of my time, even though I've got a team of over 100 people, 80% of my time right now is focusing on my personal business. 20% of my time, coaching, checking in on my team here or there, answering messages. But I'm not a babysitter and my team know that and they respect my time. So you need to do the same. Even if you've just started in this industry, you have one team member in your business right now. It doesn't matter. Show up like you've got a team of 1,000 people, 2,000, 1,000,000 people. Set the example. So sharing the business opportunity, speaking to the right people, showing up like you have a multi-million dollar business already, and remembering people that you bring into the business, if they're going to get to the top, there will be no stopping them. You do not need to drag people to the top of this company. They're going to go to the top with or without you. And you'll understand this when you keep sharing the business and you keep recruiting people. I see in my business, typically like 1 in every 10 people that I recruit actually do the work and they get to maybe like the second level. Maybe 1 in every 50 do the work to get to like nearly the top level of this business. 1 in 100 that I will recruit will probably get to the top level of this company. It's not network marketing's fault. Again, it's a business. It's whether or not that person does the work. Majority of people out there, this is not just in network marketing, but in any industry, most people out there, they won't do the work. If you go to a gym, if you see how many people have a gym membership, have bought a gym membership and registered in your gym, check out how many people have ripped abs and are, you know, the top 1%. Most people are not prepared to do the work to get that dream body, to have ripped abs, to be super, super fit. Most people do not want to make the sacrifice. It's the same in this business, and you cannot be dragging people through the business. If someone is destined to be at the top, again, they're going to go with or without you. The cream always rises to the top. So stop draining your energy trying to drag people through your compensation plan, trying to drag and beg people to come to events. Go and find new people. Go and find new, hungry, willing, coachable people that are going to run to the top with or without you. But you need to set that example. Remember, your team will only ever do 50% of what you're doing. So right now, are you happy with your team only doing, and your top leaders of your team only doing even just like half of what you're doing right now? And if you're not happy with them only doing 50% of what you're doing, up the game, up the discipline, get up earlier, go to sleep later, do more reach outs, speak to more people, do more in-person events, show up better, be excellent, commit to getting outside of your comfort zone every single day in your business. And remember, sometimes you're going to show up and it's going to be a delayed reaction. Your team might not follow you for a while. This is what happened to me for 6-7 months. I was selling. I was becoming number 2 in the company, number 1 in my country for selling and sponsoring and helping enroll new customers. My team didn't start doing and duplicating that system of what I'd done for like until like 6 or 7 months after that. And now all of a sudden they're all stepping up and they're finally duplicating what I've done. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. We say that our business works in like 90-day cycles. You have to at least commit to doing something for a minimum 90 days for you to see the results and for you to see those, the duplication within your business and in your team. So don't be impatient. Have that patience. Keep going. Remember that your business is usually just a numbers game. Commit to excellence. See the value in your business and share that over and over and over again.